Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Mr. Terry Stafford bringing us back. I know it sounds like Elvis, but it's not. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, author of Look Up America. That's his brand new book. Also, a number of other books that you can find at financialseminary.org. Right, Gary?
You got it.
Financialseminary.org. Check out his writing. He's a very prolific writer, folks, very thoughtful. And whether you're... Whether you're a faithful person or not, you're religious or not, you'll like the way Gary presents his ideas. Gary, we talked in the previous segment about the decline in spirituality in America. I read something I think this today that the Gen Y generation, which is bigger than in our generation, 84 million Gen Ys, millennials, that they're less religious than their parents are. This segment I want to talk about capitalism.
Okay.
There's also a decline in the kind of capitalism that as you, and you know how I feel about this, Pierre, you know how what I've written about this. The kind of capitalism that causes all boats to rise. In the past, American capitalism brought a tide up that allowed all boats to rise. The new capitalism, this financial capitalism, only certain boats are rising in the tide, aren't they?
That's correct, Jim. So-called 10%. But, you know, it's funny that we're having this conversation tonight. I was watching last night the History Channel, and it was about Andrew Carnegie and Rockefeller and Vanderbilt and so on. In many ways, we're just kind of back to where we were in the 20s and 30s, the roaring period there, the gilded age of the robber barons and all of that. We're very similar today.
Except that those guys created jobs and brought people out of poverty with good work and good pay and good benefits.
Well, not if you watch this channel, Jim.
Okay.
What Carnegie was about was in last night's story was about Andrew Carnegie and the homestead.
In the 19th century, then.
Riots and so on. And mm-hmm. he wore his people down pretty good in the steel mills and so on. I think we're better off than that today. But you are correct in that a lot of our money today that's being made on Wall Street, the hedge funds and so on, they're not creating jobs. They're just, I call them parasites on the system, mm-hmm. Jim. They just see Wall Street's supposed to funnel money from people who have it to people who have good ideas for using it better. That's the purpose of Wall Street. And what's happened is these guys sit here day after day after day watching all this money go by, and they in essence say, hey, why don't we figure out ways to siphon some of that off? And that's where an awful lot of...
And they've gamed the system with the Fed money... And with the political influence, they've gamed the system, and basically, in a lot of ways, Gary, and you've heard me say this before, they've become oligarchs, not unlike the Russian oligarchs.
Wall Street Journal has actually made that confession, Jim. I included in my next book, and that was several years ago. And things aren't getting any better, Jim. As far as that,
what are we going to do about it?
I think it's time to reassess our values as a culture, Jim. We value the wealthy far too much. We don't, when we read lists of people who have made enormous amounts of money, we don't ask ourselves enough about how did they make it? Was this good for culture and society? And especially, how are they using that money? I remember I wrote Forbes years ago, not Steve, but the magazine itself, when they actually tried to make the case that the Forbes 400 had given more money than your average citizen. And the studies just don't tell us that, Jim. Studies consistently tell us that the relatively poor give a higher percentage of their incomes. The wealthy give more money, and we pay attention to that.
Right. But, like the widow and her mite.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what Jesus valued. We don't do that much today, but just making some, I think my assessment was, even if the Forbes 400 underperformed the stock market, the average person in my church still gave a higher percentage of their incomes in charity. And I think we need to do that today. I think we're getting tired of a lot of this. But, you know, those ideas change slowly, and sometimes they have to end in revolution, which I think we're seeing a small revolution.
I don't think there's any question
today.
About that. I don't think there's any question about that. Hey, Gary, yeah. I've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here.
Oh,
FinancialSeminary.org, right?
Yes.
Folks, exactly. Check that out. Hey, Gary, come back soon.
We'll do it,
Jim. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. In the meantime, I want to remind you, always seek excellence, not perfection. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.